Today is the 9th of January 2012, and this is Malcolm King from the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project. I have with me John Thayers, and Ron Etheridge has kindly invited us to come out to his house in Abbeydale, and we look forward to the interview, Ron.
Okay. Hope we can help you.
Now, we're going right to the start. I believe you were born in Scotland rather than Gloucester, weren't you?
Yeah, I was born on the Isle of Bute, Rossi, the Isle of Bute, 1950. My mother was from the island, and all her side are Scottish descendants. And my father was actually from Gloucester, and he was in the Navy at the time, and that's where they met up, and obviously myself and my two brothers were born there before we moved down to Gloucester in about 1953, I think it was.
Oh, right, so you were pretty young.
Yeah. So basically, most of my life has obviously been in Gloucester.
Yeah.
And hence, that's where my rugby started and finished.
That's why I can detect no trace of a Scottish
accent.
Exactly,
yeah, that's right.
Right. And I gather you're an old Centralian.
Yes.
That was your school rugby, was it?
Yeah, I went to Central School in 1961. It was about 4 years after it was moved from Derby Road. And that's where I started my rugby there. I moved up through each of the years. I always recollect, I think, one of the first games where when you first go, you know, they're trying to just put you on the field somewhere and fit you. I think it was a prop or something. I never built like a prop in those days. I mean, maybe people will say later I was, but certainly in the early days I wasn't. And eventually moved on through into the backs as I got older. And I had a problem I couldn't tackle in those early days. And I was so desperate to be in the school side that where I was living up at Baisley Road, at Sneedham's Green at the bottom, brought some mates up, and all I did was tackle. And in the end, not only did I get in the side by the year, fourth year, but the time my last year, I captained the school before I left.
Did you have particular mentors there?
No, not really. No, it was just the schoolmasters, and as I was getting to the age of 15, the old boys was just across the way. And in my last year, I was playing for the school in the morning, and then the old boys in the afternoon. So I got into it quite early, especially what we call local rugby in those days. And
were you playing with other lads who ended up playing for
Gloucester?
No, not many.
Not from the school. No. Mm. In fact, although I still go to the memorial dinner in November. And I think it's one of the only rugby clubs, certainly in the country, probably in the world, that hold a memorial dinner in November for the boys who lost their lives during the war. So that is a sort of 2 minute silence. A wreath is planted at the board, and it is quite symbolic that, you know, it's very moving occasion in that time. It's part of what I've grown up with rugby. So from that side of it, I don't have much to do with the club so much these days. But it's always part of where I learned my rugby from. Mm. And it's got a great, you know, sort of thing in my mind and heart about where I learned my rugby from, not only at the school, but at the old boys.
Yeah. Mm. So how many years did you play for the old Centralian?
Well, it was probably 15 going on 16, so 16 when I left school. And I went to Gloucester when I was 19, so I probably played 3.5 seasons down there before I moved on.
And how did you come to go to Gloucester?
Well, I think at that particular time, there was a couple of injuries to the fullbacks. Eric Stevens was out injured. Tommy Palmer, I think, had moved from outside half to fullback. And I got a feeling he was injured. And also Paul Butler, I think it was Paul Butler, he was down there from Gordon League. Mm-hmm. And I think he got injured at the same time. And all of a sudden I had this invitation, mm-hmm. which was a real surprise, and asking me if I'd like to go down there. And the committee came to me and spoke to me about it. And I mean, it was everybody's dream to go down there to play. And when I left the old boys, I thought, I'll be back in about 6 weeks. And I honestly felt that, you know, sorry about the cooking. I didn't think, like most young players, when they go there, they're going to make it, or, you know, things went right. And lucky for me, my first season it did. And really, for the whole of the time, I had obviously ups and downs down there. I never looked back on it. And I still remember it affectionately for the time I was there.
Yeah. It's quite unusual to be invited down like that, rather than going to the start of season trials.
No. Yeah. I went down there on, I was just trying to work it out. My first game was, for the first 15, was Coventry away on the 20th of December 1969. And prior to that, I played two United games. The first was at Newbury, away, and my second was Bath away, Bath United away. And then we were out having a drink, which was a bit, because I think they teased me, it was a pub that the old Centralians used to use, called the Cromwell's Head in Barton Street, which is on the junction of Millbrook Street. And we'd gone out for a drink that night, and suddenly there was phones weren't so much in those days, and then one of the players came and said, there's a phone call, we didn't tell them you were here, but they've asked you to go to Coventry tomorrow. And in those days, Coventry were like the Leicesters, and you know, they were the bees, everything. They had virtually 15 internationals. And it was a bit daunting then to find out, you know, three games in, and it was Coventry away. And so that was my first, you know.
What memories do you have of that game?
Pretty violent, pretty hard. I can't say I had the best game in the world. And I've obviously, when I look back and read some of the reports, I had a reasonable sort of write up about it. But, you know, there was mistakes that I made, which I thought, well, okay, that's fine. You learn from them. And. But I'm not sure if John Bayliss was captain on the day. But I remember there was a bit of a fracas in the second half. And he came back and it was a sort of, you know, player get together. And he said, everybody look out now, because they're now coming for us. Or gunning for us, or whatever. And there's me sort of, you know, looking up all these players and thinking, oh, well, what comes next? But, no, got through it okay. And from there, I sort of moved on. But it was just before the Boxing Day game, which had been old Merchant Taylor's. Mm. So that was my first home game, which obviously would have been Boxing Day, as long as it wasn't a Sunday. So I'm pretty certain it was the 26th of December.
It was indeed.
Yeah. And then from there, it just went on. I saw a real good run. I didn't play the next couple of games, I don't think. Usually it was somewhere near London Scottish, I think, was one in between. But then I probably had one of my worst games of memories of a game. I think it was Leicester. We played at home. We lost 8-6, I think. And I made a complete horlicks of a drop goal when we were attacking. And bear in mind, it was a county day, so we only had virtually a second team out. And I chased back, got it, and then I ended up inadvertently, obviously, passing to one of their players who just flopped over the line. And we lost. And I think Jim Jarrett was captain. And he was gutted. Well, we were all gutted. Because we had the beating on that day. And so that hung in on my memory for quite some time. You know, that it was me who lost them the game. And it was only, I think it was only the second or third. Well, it would have been the third or fourth game I played.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the season, I ended up playing, I think it was 24 games.
You did indeed.
Yeah. But it's the first season you tend to remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I couldn't wait to run up to, I can't think of his first name, but there was a tailor's in Worcester Street, Davis. I don't even more remember that because I used to work with his son where I worked. And I sort of literally ran up there, and it was either 21 guineas or 24 guineas. To have a blazer and a badge with a Gloucester badge on, which I still got. Because I think you had to play 21 games before you could get a blazer and a badge. and possibly a tie. So obviously that was a, you know, a real achievement as far as I was concerned in the first season.
Yeah. Well, that was starting with quite a bang, wasn't it?
Cause, yeah, it was, yeah.
Have your first game on 20th of December and get 24 games in before the end of the season.
Yeah. Admittedly, you know, they were playing in a reasonable, what, 50-odd games like that, that season, I'm not sure. Yeah, I know it was over 50. But even there, like, sort of, that was half the season, because in those days, we finished in April.
57 is the answer.
Yeah, so you're looking at, I get the... It turned out they must have been the end of November or beginning of December when we played the first two United games. And then ended up playing the 24 in virtually, like I say, half the season. So, I can't say how lucky I was, really.
Well, you became a fixture straight away, didn't you?